Oh boy, happy to be with you here this morning. Wow, it's Labor Day. For all of you who may be laboring on Labor Day, I want to say that I am right there with you. I just am doing double duty today. So if you were up late listening here to WORD, you may have listened to me for the past few hours. I did another Coast to Coast AM weekend, so I was hosting Coast to Coast AM. Started the show by interviewing a Satanist, and that was quite fascinating. And then after that, we talked more about different realms, reaching different realms with a different guest. And it's always fascinating conversations, and I enjoy Coast to Coast AM because it's non-political talk. And then when I get to fill in for Tara, I also enjoy filling in here because it's appropriately political talk. So you get to talk about really a full spectrum of things, and you get to maneuver it in the best way possible. We got a big show planned for today, and being that it is Labor Day, I will admit that I purposely try to add a lot of guests in today. Yeah, you can still text the show. If you want to reach the show, it's still the same text number. That's no problem. But if you want to know, like one person I see just texted in and said, I'm laboring. Good morning, Ryan. Good morning to you, too. I do have those text messages up. Our friend Rich Rubino, a political historian, is going to join us in the next segment on Labor Day. Some other comparisons from today to different historical events. Dirty political tricks and hiding health issues. I think there's this fascination of Donald Trump's health that are coming from a lot of people that would still probably to this day deny that Joe Biden had zero health problems. They would probably go back and look at his presidency and say he was a model of good health, which I do not agree with. I don't think many people would agree with. But I wanted to make sure that you have an opportunity to get a little political history with Rich Rubino. Later in the show, too, we're going to talk to an expert on depression and suicide. Her name is Sherry James. And what's interesting about her is that she looks specifically at the impact that artificial intelligence and these chatbots are having on teenagers. They are building relationships with fake computer avatars, and what is that doing to their minds? Also, later in the show, we're going to be talking to Paul Fulfertz. He's a healthy living expert, and kind of in the same realm with ChatGPT and these fake AI companies. What happens when you get bad medical information on one of these chatbots? There's a lot of bad information that gets put into those things and then is given to you as advice, as a matter of fact. And a lot of people are, you know, doing things that are bad for them because of these artificial intelligent blunders. So that's in the next couple of hours. And of course, I'm always happy to hear from you during that time. Says, thanks for filling in for those of us who are laboring. I hear you. You're laboring there too. No rest sometimes. It's just how it goes. A few things I wanted to get to. And did you see the story about Rudy Giuliani, his spokesperson confirming it that in New Hampshire, he was part of a car crash? It's a real fascinating take. There's two different ways to look at this. You have the former mayor of New York. He was someone that ran for president, but he was also a lawyer for Donald Trump. And I was looking at different articles for him, and there was one news agency that sometimes I'll get articles from, news stories, and they used his mugshot as the picture for Rudy Giuliani. Okay, so what happened? Let's look at the story, and you can see just how they're purposely trying to be disrespectful here. He's 81 years old. He was in a car, a rental, with a colleague, and they saw that there was a domestic abuse victim, that which they later found out was trying to flag someone down for help. So what they do was pull over, and they're trying to help this person call 911 because they were part of this domestic violence. And as they were talking to 911, another car crashed into their rental. Giuliani was taken to a nearby trauma center and was being treated for fractured vertebrae, multiple lacerations, contusions, as well as injuries to his left arm and lower leg, according to a statement by Giuliani's head of security. Sustained injuries, but is in good spirits recovering. They say this was not a targeted attack, meaning they don't think it happened on purpose. State troopers are investigating the domestic violence report on the southbound Interstate 93 shortly before 10 p.m. This was Saturday. The occurrences happening in the northbound lanes, and it sounds like all things considered, Rudy Giuliani was the Good Samaritan. He was doing a good thing. Doesn't have to pull over and try to help someone, but they see someone in need and they decide to help that person. So he gets hurt. Luckily, it sounds like he's going to recover, but not a great position to be in. And a news article uses his mugshot as the photo for the article. Very disrespectful, and purposely so, that I don't think I'm going to ever go back to that website. I think I'm just going to drop them out of my rotation. I'm going to be done looking at them for news articles. Let me try to get a couple of other stories here. Not everything is all positive, but not everything's all negative in the news today, too. Did you see the story about Epstein Island? This is kind of crazy if you think about it. But someone wanted to open up luxury hotels on Epstein Island. The plan was to create a private island with a luxury tourist resort. And now it appears as if the development of that has been pushed back. Stephen Dekoff, a private equity billionaire, bought two islands from the late pedophile's estate 2 years ago for the purpose of building a state-of-the-art holiday destination by 2025. This is from The Telegraph. It says, however, the U.S. Virgin Islands government said it had not received any planning applications for development and is baffled by the lack of construction work since the announcement. So let me just say this real quick. If the idea is you want to create this fantasy island for rich people, luxury tourist destination, and you're going to build it on the island where minors were sexually assaulted and raped, that's your location? What are you going to fill out a postcard, greetings from Epstein Island? To me, I don't care how much you paid for that island, the bad vibes from that alone is enough to stay away from it. Whatever you paid, it was too much. You got to stay away from areas that should be condemned forever. The person that bought it has a net value, apparently $3 billion by Forbes, so he's got enough money to do whatever you want. Could you imagine? So satellite images have been taken to the island. They are. By the way, we're going to talk more about the Epstein Island stuff because it looks like tomorrow there's going to be these coordinated press conferences that are happening from a couple of different senators as they try to look at the Epstein information that has not been released yet. I think some of the victims of Epstein are going to be part of these press conferences as well. And it sounds like Speaker Johnson is actually going to say that this is going to get a vote. The Epstein stuff will get a vote. That's going to be fascinating to me, too, to see how that one plays out. We have all the audio that we're going to be catching up from over the weekend as well. And keep in mind that it is Labor Day, so sometimes you just wait for the next big story to drop. You know that normally happens on a Friday before a holiday weekend because they know people aren't paying close attention enough. I'm just waiting for another big story to happen this weekend. We know Congress is going to be getting back here soon to work. So what's going to be their priorities? By all indications, it sounds like law and order will be the priorities. What about the budget? What about cutting more money, finding more opportunities to lower our obligations to try to, I don't know, not dig ourselves completely to the core of the earth in debt? Maybe we can try some of that. All right, Rich Rubino, political historian on Labor Day, and political tricks, some dirty, dirty, dirty political tricks. Looking forward to spending a couple of segments with Rich Rubino this hour. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to find me online, at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook is a way you can follow him. Connect with me there as well. Fill in for Tara on WORD. Don't go anywhere.